Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you probably know, or if you don't, you should, I've written two books about weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, which is out of print now. The other one's an ebook entitled How to Weigh Less Permanently, No Diets, No Exercise, Really. Now, let's deal with the fundamental issue in your weight situation. Everybody tells you to lose weight, go on a diet, lose weight. Now, if anybody tells you that you can lose weight, run away because they don't know what they're saying. Let's analyze the situation fundamentally. Your weight is not your problem. Your weight is a symptom of your problem or the result of your problem. Losing weight is just trying to treat a symptom, which is a waste of time. The problem is that you feel a need, or you have felt a need, which you continue to put more food in your mouth than you need for nourishment. It's really that simple. If you have a pain in your tooth, you go to the dentist. Oh, sure, you'd like to give medicine to dull the pain, but you know very well that the pain will only go away if you treat the underlying problem. Maybe you need a cavity fill. Maybe you need a tooth pull. Boom. When you go to a doctor, you have a pain in your stomach. You need to find what causes the pain and eliminate that. The pain, as you know, is just a symptom. So now your weight is a symptom. That's all it is. So you try to lose weight. You're saying, gee, I'd like my symptom to go away. The chance of your symptom going away perfectly and forever, permanently, is very close to zero. Why? Because it's just a symptom. And your symptom is not going to go away permanently unless you resolve the fundamental issue. The fundamental issue is you're putting too much food in your mouth. Now, people call it eating. I don't call it eating because that's not what it is. If you are way overweight, 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds or more, you're putting too much food in your mouth. Now, why would you do that? You don't like weighing what you do. You hate it. Your doctor tells you it's dangerous for your health. Obesity is bad news. It could cause diabetes or anything else. But there you are, overweight, and you can't stop it. So if you make your symptom go away for a while, let's say you lose 10 or 20 or 30 pounds, it's going to come back. Why? Because you haven't solved the problem. So anybody tells you that losing weight is your goal, tell them that's nonsense. But the problem is, the real fundamental problem is that nobody knows how to do this. I have figured it out, and I've made it work, and it can work for you, and by the way, it's free. I don't want any of your money, not a penny. Keep it. You'll need it to buy new clothes. So the issue you have to deal with is, why do you keep putting all that food in your mouth? You put enough food in your mouth and you got to a weight which you hate, but you are emotionally comfortable with that weight. You may find that hard to grasp, but think about it. You keep coming back to that weight. So why don't you weigh 10 pounds more or 20 pounds more or 10 pounds less or 20 pounds less? Because you wouldn't feel emotionally comfortable. You weigh what you weigh because it enables you to put as much food as you need in your mouth for emotional reasons and stay there. That's why you can't ever lose weight permanently unless you eliminate the problem. So if you want to go on a diet, fine. It's not going to do a thing for you, nothing, because you haven't solved the problem. Remember, your weight is the symptom that's the problem. It's a result of putting too much food in your mouth. And you're putting food in your mouth for emotional reasons, not logical. The reason you put food in your mouth, too much food, is because it makes you feel better or it stops you from feeling bad. After all, you're sitting around watching television, there's some candy on the table. Why would you put the candy in your mouth? You weigh too much. Well, because it makes you feel good. It feels good to have something in your mouth. That's what it is. It really feels good. And the reason you're putting so much is for emotional reasons. So no logic, no diet, nothing is going to cure the problem unless you understand what it is. The solution, which is very, very simple, is to understand the feeling you get when you put the food in your mouth and when you don't put the food in your mouth. You will see a reaction, a negative reaction, when you don't have the food that you think you need to feel better or stop from feeling bad. You want to try it? Sure, really easy. Over next time after dinner when you're watching television, don't put any food in your mouth for, let's say, an hour, 2 hours. Can you do it? And how do you feel when you're missing the food? Don't automatically grab some food and put it in your mouth. See how you feel. See what your emotional reaction is to not having the food in your mouth. I can promise you it will be a negative reaction. It will be a positive reaction when you finally put the food in your mouth. So if you want to weigh what you like to weigh, would you be your ideal weight, you can do it easily, but it's not by going on a diet. All diets are based on emotional deprivation. They deprive you of the foods that you feel you need to put in your mouth to feel better or stop from feeling bad. So the way to do it, and to take you through with on these web podcasts, is to take your time and learn the feeling you get when you don't have the food in your mouth. Just test yourself. If you don't have it in your mouth for a while, then put it in your mouth. See, the issue is not a logical one. It's emotional. That's why you have to feel what it is that you are getting by putting the food in your mouth. After all, you weigh too much. Why are you putting all that food in your mouth? When you come to grips with the reality of it, you understand it, then you can make it go away. So never, once the need that you feel to put food in your mouth goes away, you can literally weigh any weight you want. It's up to you, and it's really fundamentally very simple. But don't talk about losing weight. It's a joke. Talk about eliminating the emotional need you feel to keep putting food in your mouth. This is John Thomas. Listen to my podcast. I'll tell you how to do it. And remember, it's all free. Goodbye.